From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. During its annual meeting of the delegates last month, the American Farm Bureau ratified its 2022 AFBF policy book, which dictates the legislative direction Farm Bureau takes as an organization on the federal level. The grassroots policy process is especially significant this year as the 2023 Farm Bill discussions ramp up. Additionally, former Georgia Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall was reelected to his fourth term as AFBF president. The EPA is working on finalizing proposed rolling compliance deadlines for 2020, 21, and 22, and ethanol groups like Growth Energy weren't pleased with the announcement. CEO Emily Score says delaying the compliance deadlines is completely contradictory to efforts to lower rising gas prices and increase the use of cleaner, low-carbon fuels. She says it's vital the EPA moves forward on getting the RFS back on track, and EPA can start by swiftly finalizing the proposed volumes for 2022. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials say their agricultural specialist seized 243 pounds of prohibited pork bologna in two separate and unrelated incidents at the U.S.-Mexico border. Hector Mancha, director of field ops, says pork products have the potential to introduce foreign animal diseases that can have devastating effects on the U.S. economy and ag industry. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.